yep. So Brennan's going to drive it down, being guarded by Tyler.
Yep.
Tyler's pulling strong man-on-man.
Wow.
Brennan there. Chase got it down in the corner, and he's being contested, and he's going to get a foul.
Ooh.
I believe that's going to be on McGlashan there. So Brennan's going to send it in.
He'll send the ball in quickly.
Over to Logan. Logan said, I'm wide open. Oh. I'll put it in. No good.
Oh.
Rebounded by Rowdy. Rowdy said he's going all the way. And he's going to take a shot on the outside of the key. No good. Out to Riley. Riley said, put up her knee. No good. And Riley's there being guarded by two players. Tipped away by standpoint. Rowdy around the pipe there to Ryu. Ryu answers with three.
Wow.
Okay. And just like that. We have a only King Cove up by three.
It's a tight one.
150 left. Robert battling, no good.
Uh-oh,
Roddy Tyler says he's wide open. Oh. And.
Oh, Rowdy's like.
And Brandon called out.
Ooh, he's got the wind.
Brandon's a little bit,
called a
timeout a little too.
Uh-oh.
Too quick there, as Tyler had open field advantage and probably would have made a layup. But Rowdy needed a breather here.
Yeah.
And so we're in a timeout right now.
It's intense, ladies and gentlemen, man. It's all, you got 35-38, so it's not over until the buzzer says it's over.
Oof.
So if I'm King Cove, you got to hold on tight. But if I'm Sandpoint,
Both teams got to be smart, play it smart. Watch the fouls.
Yep.
Watch the passes.
Yep.
Communicate. All right, so Sandpoint ball.
Here we go.
Back over to Tyler. I got the right up. Back over to Rowdy. Rowdy was wide open on the
outside. Oh, no!
And Rowdy gets the foul.
You hit him for three, Dad.
He's going to go to the free throw for three points.
Could tie
the game right here with a minute 30 left.
This is big. Okay.
Big error there by King Cove.
Yep.
First shot is up. And it's good.
All right.
Woo.
Okay.
So 36-38.
He needs to make two more.
Second shot is up and good.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
See if we can tie it up here.
This is it for the tie.
Rebounded by Brennan.
So it's 1 point game.
Here we go.
This is
Logan back out to Brennan. I'm going to try to run some clock out.
Oh, wow. Man, I'm getting chills, man.
Ooh. I think that's going to be King Cove's ball.
Okay. Dad, I'm sweating right now.
Sandpoint was happy to knock it out. Back to Brennan. Brennan says, come and get me. All the way over to Riley. Riley being guarded by Rowdy. Rowdy tried to pop it up. No good. Brennan got it still. Back into Logan. Double dribble. Or traveling.
Yeah, you've seen that, Dad. He's like, ooh.
All right, 104 left in your last period here.
If I'm King Cove, get ready to play some defense. They got to keep, don't foul.
Keep them from getting in there. 57 seconds left. Try to drive it in.
Oh, Logan, take away, it's all by Logan. Oh, my goodness.
Logan came out of nowhere.
Wow.
And kicked off the foot of Ryu there. So it'll be King Cove's ball.
Now bring in that pressure, Dad. It's full court press.
Not letting them come down the court. Chase says, I'm going to try to go back over to Brennan, back into Robert. Robert being heavily guarded.
All right.
So run some clock out here. 40-some seconds. Robert, don't lose it. Don't lose it. Robert being heavily guarded. And we're going to have a
timeout, I think. Is it a foul?
I think it's a foul.
Oh, it's a foul.
So that might send Robert to the line. Yep.
Ooh. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
See if Robert can put the final
touches
on this game here.
Yep.
and clinch it for King Cove.
Yep.
Oh, first shot is up.
Nice.
Wow.
That's it, but net.
That was
Brandon comes over and gives him a high five.
And it's time to hit the second one.
So your King Cove's up by two.
Woo.
Second one is up.
All right.
All right, we got a three-point lead. Remember, Rowdy's already shot a three-point from half court already tonight. So,
not afraid to shoot.
Oh, Brandon says he wants a timeout.
Oh, Dad, this is intense now.
He's going to talk to his team
and maybe set up a play so he gets something.
Brandon, I remember when he played basketball for Sandpoint. I watched a lot of his games when he came over here. And so he's a very good coach, knows the game.
Nope.
And we appreciate Ricky stepping up forward, too.
So here's how I'm thinking.
For the King Cove.
If I'm standpoint, you want to maybe go for if you get a wide open three, take it. But if you want to take it to the rim and get fouled, then that's okay. But if I'm King Cove, you need to play smart with the lead. You have the lead now. You do not want to get a foul or get a two-point on that shot. Because if you foul a three-pointer, if he's wide open, that really smells the recipe for disaster. So if I'm King Cove, I'm going to play a smart defense, but if I'm standpoint, get a good look for a three-pointer or take it straight to the lane and get foul.
All right, we'll see what's going to happen here. The last couple seconds of this amazing game here in King Cove with your T-Jacks up by three.
All right, here
we go.
It's
going to be Sandpoint's ball. We'll see what they're going to do here. 33 seconds left. Out to Rowdy. Back to Tyler. Back to Rowdy. Rowdy can set it up. Set it up.
Oh, man.
Rowdy going to drive in. Back up to Rowdy. Oh, no good.
Oh, my.
And Brennan's got it. And he's going to be fouled.
Wow. Oh, my. I think that was a good look. That was a good look.
It was a good play there by Raul.
Man,
he tried.
I know.
And he's going to go ahead and foul Brennan. That's going to send Brennan to the line for two.
Yep. Try to get
my clench it here.
Seal it.
And
okay.
In and out. No good.
It's all right. So,
all right. See if he can make his last shot here.
He can make this one or not. You're still alive.
Yes.
Oh,
rebounded by Rowdy. Rowdy said he's going to bring it down. Back into Peter. Back over to Doug. And we have a jump there.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a foul.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. It's not going to be a jump. It's going to be a foul, which is going to send Brennan into
the line.
Again.
Oh, man.
With 7.4 seconds left, Brennan will go to the line for two. Foul there on Peter.
Yeah.
First shot is
good. My goodness. Wow.
All right. Let's see what we can do here.
Oh, man. You got 7 seconds left.
Need to make this one.
No go!
Oh. All right. Rowdy's going to try.
Chase.
And Chase is going to hold it, and they're going to say jump ball. Chase is kind of like, what? But that's all right. 41-37. 2 seconds left.
Oh, man.
Into Rowdy. Back over to Peter. And no good.
That's your game.
All right, that's your game.
Woo!
The King Cove T-Jacks at 41, and your Sandpoint Eagles 37.
Wow, they survived.
Sandpoint does not need to be hanging their heads. They played a heck of a game. They played a lot of defense tonight as King Cove pretty much had the offense side of the game tonight. And so join us again tomorrow here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning as we have our morning game.
Yep.
And so I'm going to say good night and turn it back over to Virgil.
So good night.
All right. Woo. Chris and Chris, thank you so much. We are going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming and let you gentlemen take a break until tomorrow. We'll be on air a little bit earlier. We begin with our first game at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So please tune in if you are near a radio. If you're on the island of Popoff, please head on down. Celebrate your local teams at the Sandpoint School. 8 a.m. is tee-off time if they're playing golf. It is a little bit after 8 o'clock. We are going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. These games will be archived at apradio.org. Give me a little bit of time. I'll get them up on the web and get that link all set up. In the meantime, let me get us back to our evening's programming. Come on. How about 8 o'clock? There we go. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
On World Cafe, it is Billy Strings with Gild the Lily. It's from his latest album and major label studio debut, Highway Prayers. Happy as always to have the Grammy Award-winning bluegrass artist on my show. It's Billy Strings, the guest today on World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Billy, so nice to speak again. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you for having me. Doing great, man. Just hanging around home and enjoying the holidays, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We're recording this at the end of 2024, man. A lot of milestones this year. What was the biggest one for you?
My son.
Yeah.
Absolutely life-changing in many different ways. You know, just in the day-to-day schedule. And when I'm home now, I'm not just laying around and picking on the guitar. I'm being put to work. So it's great, you know. And also, it's just changed my whole perspective, I guess. Like, every show that I've played since he's been born, every song that I've sang has just been so joyful. And, you know, I used to take it so seriously to where I get wrapped up in it. And, like, if I play a wrong note or if I have a rough gig or something, it can haunt me for days. But my priorities just shifted a bunch to where it's actually making me play more freely and sing from a place of joy. And, you know, I just have this little cosmic listener now who I can sing to no matter where I'm at. That's amazing.
That's incredible. I'm so stoked for you. Do you feel any urge to like write about this or is that going to come at a later time, you think?
Yeah, there's definitely been some inspiration, already from Little River, but, I'm sure there's more to come too, you know, as he grows and as this love grows and as I grow as a parent and learn the ropes, you know, I'm 11 weeks old right now as a parent. So yeah, there's a lot of room to grow and a lot to learn. And, I'm looking forward to every step of it, man. It's just awesome.
Well, congratulations to you and the family. That is so awesome. If you're just joining us on World Cafe, we are talking with Billy Strings. His latest album is available now. It is called Highway Prayers. How much of the record was written from the road? Because I know, you know, obviously Highway Prayers, thinking about you've been on the road quite a bit over the last few years.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, for instance, the song Gone a Long Time. Me and Jared wrote that when we were on the bus heading to a gig. It's like, well, what do you want to play? It's like, well, let's just write one to play. So we sat there and wrote that song and we played it the next day at the gig in Atlanta. And Gild the Lily too was written on the bus. Me and Jared, you know, sitting there in the back lounge with two guitars and just writing, you know, whenever we get the chance.
Just playing those songs live, so close to like having written it, say like the day before with Jared on the tour bus, right? By putting it out there into the world, you kind of get some immediate feedback on what you like about it and what you don't like, I imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, a song like Gone a Long Time, for instance, we played it the day after we wrote it, and then we continued to add it to our set list, you know. So we played that song a fair amount before we got into the studio to record it. Other songs we had never played before, ever, before trying to record them. And then when you're playing it live, the energy from the crowd invites these new things that happen, and it's like, man, I wish we could go back and record this again because we play it so much better now, you know?
Oh, I can imagine. I always feel like that's probably the hardest part of the musician is when a song is finally done and then you're like, it's done, I've committed it to tape, and then 2 weeks later, oh my God, I have another idea. What do I do?
Yeah, just, you know, it's like we just get more solid, like, you know, it's kind of like when we're recording the songs, we're like walking like a baby deer, you know, and then after you go play them for a little bit, we're kind of running like a cat, you know.
We're here with Billy Strings. We're talking about the new album, which is available now. It's called Highway Prayers. You know, one of the things that I dug about the record is that, you know, we get to, you know, 20 songs gets to spend a lot of time with you, the person, you, the songwriter. And there's some really great storytelling on this record. In particular, you find yourself in a sticky situation on Catch and Release. I mean, who hasn't experienced something like that? Actually, I have no idea. Have you experienced something like that? Is that autobiographical?
That's, yeah, Catch and Release, that's 100% true story. Exactly as it is in the song, down to the officer's name. His name was actually Looper. Yeah, me and Vince Herman, you know, he moved to Nashville a few years ago. And Vince Herman is my good buddy from Leftover Salmon.
Oh, yeah.
And so we went fishing one morning, and we were going to Dale Hollow Lake and, you know, smoked a big joint. And I was real eager to get to the fishing hole before sunrise. You know, I want to get out there when it's just dawn. And so I might have been driving a little too fast, and yeah, we got pulled over, and this really awesome officer saw how anxious I was and was like, it's okay, man, just take a breath. Like, I don't think I'm going to take you to jail, you know? And I just was honest with him, you know, I just gave him my herb and everything. And he let me go, and we made it to the fishing hole.
When did you decide to make it a song?
Immediately.
Really? You're like, this is a song?
I mean, we were on the boat that day singing about it, trying to come up with a little riff about it. Yeah.
I'm sure that maybe I made the officer's day too.
I tell you what, his dad sent me a message and said, I heard the song you wrote about my son, and him and I both love it. So I was like, well, that's good. At least he doesn't hate it. Now I got some Tennessee State Trooper out to get me.
No, man, everybody in that song, everybody wins. So how about it? Let's take a listen to it. It's Catch and Release from Billy Strings on World Cafe.
This morning about 4:15, grabbed my cap and bag and slipped out the door, hooked up my tracker to the U-Haul hitch, went and picked up Vince, and we headed out to peep the sitch. Figured we'd try to get into some smallies in the Clearwater, praying there wasn't nothing to get snagged up on. So we're cruising somewhere near Livingston. Had some herb in my bowl and I lit it again. I was jabbered at the jaw and crimson in the eye. On the way to Dale Hollow, I was floating like a butterfly. Then I got stung by a bee. Had to squeeze the mustard, Uncle Vinny said, wow. Then I saw the lights flash, my heart sank down, and the man strolled up with a real nice lean. And I rolled down the window and he smelled my weed. He said, I'm Officer Looper, the Tennessee State Trooper, and I'll take your license and your registration and your grass. I guess it was only a matter of time. He said, where are you heading? I said, to catch some bass. He said, step on out onto my magnifying glass. He made me watch his fingers and touch my nose. And then he made me count to 30, but then he let me go. Made my day. I reckon it was a little catch and release. So that there's my story, and I want you to know, if you're gonna go fishing, you better take her slow. Better look both ways and keep her in line. Let this be a lesson to you and your partners in crime. Always watch your 6 and 9. Don't roll through the stop sign. You don't always need to make the verses rhyme. Don't be mixing liquor with your wine. If you feel so inclined, keep me in mind. And by the way, only break one law at a time.
From the new album, Highway Prayers, it's Billy Strings with Catch and Release. It's from his major label studio debut, one of two records to come out in 2024, alongside Billy Strings Live Volume 1. And Billy is my guest today on World Cafe. You worked with John Bryan. He serves as co-producer. Admittedly, one of the last people I expected you to potentially team up with, but it's a brilliant turn. Like, he is known for gorgeous textures and spaces, and he's worked with Fiona Apple and Kanye West and scored movies from Paul Thomas Anderson. Were you familiar with this stuff before meeting him for this record?
The Mac Miller stuff, for sure. And his name came up. I'm not sure who said it, but whenever I told the band that he was a possible candidate, they all lit up, you know. My bandmates were like, what, you know, just to be in the room when he's trying to pull these things out of the ether. He's a true artist and a huge inspiration.
That's really cool. It's cool to hear that sort of like that mutual admiration, because obviously he's a fan of yours. He said some really nice things in interviews about working with you. Did you change how you worked or pick up something new from trying this new dynamic out?
Yeah, well, I think I learned a lot in terms of fidelity. You know, I'm not the most experienced recording engineer or even recording artist, you know. There were times where I could tell how amateur I am, and it was humbling, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was also, you know, it was also encouraging in a way that there were times where I was producing John, you know, like...
How so?
Like on Gild the Lily, for instance, you know, I was like, we should put drums on this. And he went and he was playing drums. And the thing about John Bryan, too, is whichever instrument he sits down at, it's like he sits down at the piano and it's like, oh, my God, that's the best piano I've ever heard. And then he sits behind the kit. And I'm like, dude, that is grooving. You know, it's not just that he can play all these instruments. I mean, he is proficient at all of them. And so, you know, it was like, Gild the Lily, he was out in the booth on the drums, and I was in the control room going, nah, man, try this thing, or make it swing a little bit more, or actually, let's not use sticks, try brushes, you know? And so it was like, you know, we were working together in that way to, you know, he was never a control, you know, he's not like a control freak at all. He just wants to help me find what I'm looking for, and he was able to do that.
That is Billy Strings talking about working with John Bryan on his new album, Highway Prayers. Coming up, more with Billy, including why he wanted to take guitar lessons when he's generally regarded as one of the best pickers on the planet. That's in a minute when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Hi. We were talking with Billy Strings before the break, and we're going to continue that conversation. He put out two records in 2024, Live Volume 1 and his major label debut, which is called Highway Prayers, produced by John Bryan. So, as I've mentioned, he's the biggest name in bluegrass right now and one of the best guitar players on the planet. So why exactly did he decide to take lessons?
Just, you know, I've been on tour for the last 12, 13 years, you know, hearing myself play all the same stuff, you know, and I think I just got to a point, and I've always been kind of self-taught, and I've always just learned by ear. I don't know any of these musical theory terms. I don't really even know what I'm doing most of the time. I can just hear it and I just play. And it just comes from being a little kid, you know, playing bluegrass, you know, from the time I was 4 years old and coming up and playing rhythm for a long time before even attempting to play the melody and just hearing the melody and getting that in my head. And so I'm able to kind of hear harmonies and I'm able to kind of tell where the chords are going and I'm able to kind of solo around changes just by feeling.
Feel. Yeah.
But I felt like I got myself almost as far as I could, or I kind of hit a plateau. Like I said, I love you licks. You got me here, but you need some new friends. And so, I just got sick of hearing myself play the same thing over and over. And also being in a recording situation or something with some, you know, I played on Bela Flex record. And so, you know, being in the room with him and Chris Thiele and Edgar Meyer and all these guys who are
legends,
you know, but they're saying, you know, oh, this is a 6/1 and this is just a harmonic minor and this is the diminished fourth and all this, you know, augmented. And I don't know what any of these words mean, you know. And so I felt like an infant sitting there in the middle of the room just going, you know, but then you play the song for me and it's like, oh, I can groove on that. Yeah. You know, but still. I felt like, man, you're a professional musician. You should know what a harmonic minor means. You should know what it means when they say that's the 2/5, you know? And I just, like I said, I just felt like I needed to get into school. And so Sonora just came across my feed, like at the time where I was feeling bad about my playing and I saw it and I looked into their kind of program that they do. And I really liked the spaced repetition thing that they do. There's like a star system where you can rate yourself on these lessons. And, you know, if you give yourself 5 stars, you're only going to see it maybe tomorrow or the next day. But if you give yourself 2 stars, they're going to show it to you again and again until you get it right. So it narrows down the things that you actually need to work on, you know, and the things that you know, like a major scale or something, I could play that backwards in my sleep or whatever. I don't need to work on that. But maybe this other scale, the Phrygian or something, I need to figure out more. So that would show up in my curriculum more often.
Wow. And like your instructor, Rob, like, was it cool to have someone one-on-one to work with as opposed to being, you know, in a class with 12 people kind of jockeying for attention? Like, you show up and he's like, what am I going to teach this guy? But clearly there's obviously a lot to be taught.
Oh, there's a lot. And we're still working together. I was actually working on stuff right before this call. I send videos to Rob every day and he sends them back and we're just constantly working on stuff, you know, from these a few different Bach pieces that I'm learning. And he's getting me more into like the jazz kind of bebop language, the 2/5/1s, you know, and in bluegrass, you know, you really stick to the melody and it's usually about 3 chords. And in jazz, it's all many different chords and you circle around the melody all over the place. So it's a different approach and it's a brain bender for me, but it's been really good to get my fingers moving in different styles and stuff. And it's,
can you feel it? Like what you've learned sort of being absorbed into how you play?
Definitely. You know, and it's slow going. It's not like I learn a new lick and then the next night I can play it on stage.
Sure.
It's like 6 months later, all of a sudden that lick comes out naturally and I didn't even think about it. And I go, whoa, I just played that lick over this change or whatever. It's like, wow. But even more so in my writing, for instance, the tune Escanaba, Rob taught me this little arpeggio and it moves diatonically all over the neck. Hear that big music word there, diatonically?
Your vocabulary, man. It's getting bigger every day.
It's growing. But yeah, I was practicing those scales, and then all of a sudden I just wrote this song, you know, Escanaba. And I showed it to Rob. I was like, check this out, man. I made this song from the lick you taught me. And he was so, like, stoked on that, you know. So, but Rob's great, you know. He doesn't care that I'm a famous person. He doesn't care that, you know, I'm a Grammy winner or anything like that. He just wants to see if I've learned that thing that he sent me last week.
That's what matters. Totally. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Well, do you mind if we play a little bit of Escanaba then from the record?
I would love it. It's one of my favorites, and especially what Alex played on the fiddle. When he played that in the studio, like while we were recording the song, I was like, this is the one. I was like, this is the take. And it doesn't matter what else happened. This song now revolves around Alex's fiddle break. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's take a listen to it. It's Billy Strings with Escanaba here on World Cafe. song is Escanaba. It is from Billy Strings here on World Cafe. His new album is available now. It's called Highway Prayers, and Billy is my guest on the cafe. I saw that it takes like a long time to get a set list finished when you are thinking about what you're going to play night in and night out, that you commit a lot of time to that. Is that true? And if that is, like, what's going through your brain when you're working on a set list?
I just write down all the songs that I think I might want to play. There's kind of like this game that I play where I go, I see what we've played the last couple nights, and I just cross those songs off. It's like, nope, we can't play that. We played it two nights ago. So it's a puzzle every day. And then, you know, there's like the geographic location or the venue. Are we playing somewhere? Is there a landmark I could sing about? Or is it raining outside? Or what happened lately in the world? Or, you know, like, I try to just truly write a set list for that day each day. Kind of drives me nuts, you know. Sometimes it takes hours to really settle on what I feel like playing. People are always like, man, you're making it too hard on yourself. Just go out there and jam. And I'm like, yeah, but
I don't know. You know, you're a showman. It seems like cutting corners if you feel like you need to give it that kind of attention.
Yeah, but it's strange that it tortures me so much every day. You know, it's like, it seems like I would get just better at it to where I could just like whip a set list out. But no, every day, in fact, the more shows we play, the more of a puzzle it is, because let's say I put two songs right next to each other and it's like, we've played those two songs next to each other before, you know, or anything like that, you know.
And I'm guessing you're not the only one who would notice that, because you have some pretty loyal fans.
Very much so. And we're very lucky for those fans. And I just don't want to serve them the same thing for dinner every night. You know,
sure.
If you eat pizza every single night, it's like, pizza again. You know, and so they come to like every show, you know, so I got to mix it up for them. So that's why it becomes a puzzle in my head. And, but it's worth it. It's worth it to put the work in to try to make a good experience each night for these fans.
Like, how have you managed that? Because I know there was a time where you could reply to everyone on social media. And now I imagine you probably don't have enough time to do that because you have so many people who want to talk. So like, how has that been adapting to that?
It's a tough feeling because I don't just want to hand it over to somebody and say, hey, just post the ads and, you know, make it some like freaking Macy's or something, you know, because
sure.
That's the way that I've built this whole thing, is interacting with people and talking to people and just being a real human. And people are like, wow, I can't believe he responded to me. And it's like, well, why not? You asked me a question. And so, yeah, but now that there is so many more people, you know, there's just a lot of kind of riffraff that comes along with it. And there's a lot of kind of just crap that I have to deal with. And it's not good for my mental health. It's, you know, I see it like smoking or something. Like if you're smoking cigs all day long, that's probably not good. Maybe if you have one every once in a while, you'll be okay. Same thing with social media. If you're on that thing all day long, it's not good. But I can pop on there and see what's going on and say a few things, and then I just take it off my phone. And it's not even a good thing for me to go on there and see how, oh man, I think you're the best, you know, or like all the positive reinforcement is almost just as bad as the negative stuff, because it just blurs your vision. And it, you know, it just needs to be my vision, and I need to just do whatever I'm doing, not because somebody likes something or doesn't like something, you know.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Billy Strings, wrapping things up. New album is available now. It's Highway Prayers. I want to end with the last song on the record, because, man, when I got to the last song on the record, I guess I was ready for a cry. And, you know, it's Billy Failing, Royal Massat, Jared Walker, alongside your voice for Richard Petty. Simply breathtaking. I would love to hear how this song came together, how it came to be.
I was riding on the bus on the way to a gig, and I just picked up my guitar and started writing it. I think the day before, I was on a phone call to my friend Chris Heilman from back home. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, man, I ain't picked up my guitar in a while. And I said, man, you gotta pick it up, man. And he said, yeah, one of these days. And then when he said one of these days, I was just like, whoa, I just gotta write a song, something about one of these days, you know.
Did you know what you wanted to do with the arrangement immediately?
Yeah, yep. I knew it was going to be like a cappella, four-part harmony, kind of inspired by like Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver and those kind of bluegrass gospel things. You know, I love bluegrass gospel music.
And Riding with the King, why any reason for Richard Petty to make an appearance?
You know, probably because it rhymes with ready. I honestly don't know. I mean, I wrote it down and I thought, well, this is kind of silly. Why all of a sudden you bring up this NASCAR driver. What's that about? And then I go, well, I'm just going to call the song Richard Petty.
Because you can. Why not? Yeah,
exactly.
Well, let's take a listen to it. And I want to pull up the live version from your album, Live Volume 1. Here's the song Richard Petty. It's Billy Strings on World Cafe.
Now one of these days I wake up tired of the life I'm living and feel inspired to get off my ass,
to get off my ass
and be on my way. One of these days I wake up steady and ready to go like Richard Petty. I'm gonna wake up and change my ways one of these days. One of these days,
one of these days
I'm gonna find me a better way to live my life. I know it won't come easy, but believe me when I say I'm gonna wake up and change my ways one of these days. One of these days I'm coming up to it, gonna put my foot right down and do it. It's about damn time.
It's about damn time.
I made a change.
I made a change.
One of these days I'm bound for glory, and that's the moral of this whole story. I'm gonna wake up and change my ways one of these days. One of these days,
one of these days,
I'm gonna find me a better way to live my life,
to live my life,
and carry on without the strife. I know it won't come easy, but believe me when I say I'm gonna wake up and
I'm
change
gonna
my
wake
ways
up one of these days.
One of these days,
one of these days,
I'm gonna find me a better way to live.
I'm gonna wake up
and change my ways one of these days. I'm gonna wake up and change my ways one of these days.
A live version of Richard Petty. It's from Billy Strings. You can also find it on his latest studio album, Highway Prayers, which is available now. Billy, thanks so much for being here today. Congrats on the new album, and please come back and see us again soon.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate it so much.
You got it. Billy Strings, everyone. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Billy Strings, what a guy. Congrats to him on his new album, Highway Prayers. If you want to hear more with Billy, we've spoken to him a few times over the years, including about him growing up in Michigan and being in metal bands before getting back into bluegrass. All those interviews and performances at worldcafe.org. Here's the latest from the head and the heart. It's Arrow.
You caught me staring off the cliff again. And looking down on everyone. Wish my goodbyes could be more innocent. But every part just wants to run. I have this deep, deep feeling in my ribs again. I just keep moving on. Like the deep, deep current of the river bend, I have to keep moving on. There's times I need direction, there's times I need to roam. I'm from station to station, I showed up here alone. I am my own arrow, I am my own home. It's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright. If you're falling through the cracks again, maybe the fall was by design. Cause someone's gonna break your heart again. That's just proof that you're alive. I have this deep, deep feeling in my ribs again. I just keep moving on. Like the deep, deep current of the river bend, I have to keep. There's times I need to roam. I move station to station. I showed up here alone. I am my own arrow. I am my own home. It's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's all I've ever known. It's alright, it's
you.
I was just getting lost in the music of Pink Floyd, comfortably numb, like a lot of people have over the years. That about does it for us. Thanks to our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, including our friends at WYMS, Radio Milwaukee. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org. And by the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.